You inside never had it so good. 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. DeShade of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, as I come on today, one of the things I wanted to first do was to just thank you all so much for your support. I have been on this show for over a year, and now I come to you all every day. And there are those of you who have been with me from the very outset. And I just want to thank you so much for your support. And there are those of you who have just recently became a part of my audience. And again, I wanted you to know that I appreciate each and every one of you. I look forward to you inviting more people on the show, inviting your friends, your family, and your coworkers. We just want to make this something special. And I want you to know that I'm committed to being a part of what takes us to the next level. And I wanted to share this journey with you as we go and move forward. What I'm going to talk to you today is about compassion. You know, there just seems to be a lot of lack of compassion and a willingness to be fair and honest with people, you know, to support people and understand what it is that they want to bring to the table. You know, we're involved in a lot of things, and we see a lot of people's lives, and you don't know what's going on in people's lives, and you need to have some kind of compassion for what it is that they're doing, what it is they're trying to accomplish, and the struggles they have. And so often we live in a world that does not heed the compassion needed to people who are out there trying to make things happen, and everything may not be going their way. And sometimes we have those people that we pay to be the worst at just showing some kind of compassion and love for those of us that are citizens who are out there trying to make things happen, make a way for our families, to bring home revenue that is needed to feed our families, to clothe our families, and to provide them shelter. And we just want to talk about the need for all of us, not just police officers, not just doctors, nurses, and elected officials, but we all need to show a level of compassion and love for the people that are around us. And I know sometimes it's a burden, and sometimes we get tired of people constantly asking us to intervene on their behalf. But we have to at some point understand that we, you know, there but the grace of God go I. And that's something we say a lot, but sometimes it's not what we live. And so we need to show or be able to participate in a world that looks out for those who are out there trying to struggle and get through. And so I just want to play you an audio of what I think is a lack of compassion when you have someone out there just trying to do the best they can and just asking for a little assistance and a little empathy related to their situation.
And new details on a story you saw first on News 4 about an opera singer who was arrested because she wouldn't stop singing. The woman is back home tonight, and as News 4 Darcy Spencer reports, she's got a story to tell. Krista Klaus is singing opera music in downtown D.C., earning tips she needs to support her family. Doing the same thing in Alexandria Friday night led to this, her arrest for violating the city's noise ordinance.
I feel comfortable. I'm not going to be arrested by the Secret Service. I think they have bigger issues of national security to deal with than an opera singer.
This cell phone video taken as she was arrested in Old Town. The issue, police say, this speaker. It amplifies her orchestral music, not her voice. Police say you need a permit to use an amplifier.
My art form requires orchestral accompaniment.
Police say she was arrested after refusing repeated requests to stop using the amplifier. She says she was searched, fingerprinted, and they took a mugshot. Klaus says getting permits is an expensive option for her. They cost $20 per performance, and you have to get them 10 days in advance. Now, those who stop to listen and donate say they support what she's doing.
I thought maybe she just got a ticket or something, but I hear that she was fingerprinted. I mean, wow.
She's amazing. I don't know. I don't understand sometimes people in this country. I'm sorry.
She'll appear before a judge later this month.
Where do you go from here? Where do I go from here? I wait and I pray.
In the district, Darcy Spencer, News 4.
Here's a young lady who's out singing for tips and out trying to just eke out a living and use her talent in order to make money and to just be a positive force in the world. And I just want to tell you, I spent 7 years on the police review board, and I rode around with police officers a number of times, and they have a lot of discretion about what they do, what they pay attention to, what they interact with, where they intervene. They have a lot of discretion. And I want to tell you, almost every day at the museum that I work at, they go the wrong way on a one-way street all the time. And there are police officers who don't even intervene to stop them or do anything when they see them going down the wrong way street. And even when they intervene, a lot of the time they just tell them to turn around and go about their business. And also, I've been in situations where they flat out will not arrest certain people, and they will turn them in, put an at-large warrant on them. And these are true criminals, but they don't want to deal with the criminal. Might be sick. He might have a bad leg. And you can't take people to jail who are sick. You have to take them to the hospital. So there are police officers who just don't want to be bothered with taking people to the hospital, so they will give them what they call an at-large warrant. And if the attorney general tells them to go pick the people up, then they'll go pick them up. But what I said all that to say, here is a woman just singing on the street, not hurting anybody, people standing around and enjoying her voice. And then you have some police officers who might be having a bad day. I don't know, who just want to show their muscle and decide they want to arrest her on a noise violation. Now, if there was a restaurant or somebody who made a complaint, I don't know. But I just think that it is just kind of sad sometimes that people are out there using their power unnecessarily when people are just trying to make a living and do the things that they need to do to get to go through life. This lady has rent she has to pay. She has people she have to feed. And she's just trying to use the talents that God has given her to pay for those things. And the last thing she needs is to be put in jail. So we're going to go to the phone lines and just talk about compassion. Where is our compassion as Americans, that we have these stories going on all around the country where people are going to jail needlessly? Hi, Audrey. I hope I got your number right. I'm trying to memorize the numbers now. Is this Audrey in Lakeland?
Yes, it is. 2730. This is Audrey from Lakeland, and thank you for sharing this story. And I think it's unfortunate that occurred, because if a person heard her singing and decided not to donate, I mean, they didn't have to donate. But if it did, again, as you mentioned, that's a skill and that's a blessing, a talent that she has, and she's trying to use it legally to provide for her family. I don't see much difference in when you go to some airports people playing the piano, and you can put, you know, tip money in there. Now, I don't know if those are members that's designated by the airport or if it's just someone that happens to, if that piano is available, they play. But again, when you're walking through the airport and you're enjoying the music, it's up to you whether you provide a tip or a donation or whatever. And I would think the same with her. I can't see her disturbing anyone from passing by. She's just standing there singing. And you're exactly right. The rules and regulations are subject to our understanding and what action, you know, we want to take. So it is discretionary by the officer. So this is one that I don't see really why it should have occurred. I regret that it happened.
And you weren't able to see it, but there was a video that she does this on a regular basis, and there was a video that showed a couple of police officers on another day that heard her singing, and they just walked by. They didn't even – they totally ignored her, but there was a crowd around her, and they heard her singing and just didn't pay it any mind and just kept on walking. So there are officers who, you know, who don't just look to arrest citizens for just any old thing, but then there are some that don't show any compassion whatsoever, and it's a rule, and they're going to enforce it. Whether or not the judge drops it or not, you know, the judge may very well throw it out. The state attorney may well throw it out, but yet you still have a woman who's gone through the traumatic experience of being handcuffed and put in the back of a police car just because she wanted to sing on a street corner. And I know we can't have hundreds and hundreds of people performing on the street corners, but at the same time, if they're just one or two, you know, people overlook things like that all the time. And so we need to, I guess, just teach some people, you know, how to have compassion for other people. Be glad that you have a job, that you don't have to sing on the street corners, but have some compassion for those people who have to sing on street corners in order to make ends meet.
I agree. And also, again, I think the difference between human being and computers is the ability to think and make good choices and decisions. And while laws are printed and there to guide us and direct us, I would think, like you said, that we would make some choices and decisions that are human. Human kindness, that's something that you can't program into a computer. And again, if it's no harm, what's the cause of it? Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to some of the other callers and see what their thoughts are. 7265, give us your name and where you're calling from, and tell me, what do you think about, you know, the lack of compassion of these police officers arresting a woman just because she was singing on the street?
Okay, my name is Joyce Garrison, and I'm calling from Glendale, Arizona. But when you indicated and what you said in your statement is that she was singing with the amplifier and he had asked her not to, you see. You got to look at where we are with our mindset and what we're thinking and what type of world that we're living in now. I believe in going in a way by the law, because I see that this is how I look at it. And believe me, I do have compassion. But if you get one person out there singing with the amplifier and you look the other way and you know that that's not the law, you're going to get five or six of them adding up to that. And then that what you have is a problem is that you let Sally do it, but then I, Jane, can't do it. So if singing, and he told her you can sing, but don't sing without the amplifier, I don't see anything wrong with that, you know. So the rules and the law, it just doesn't change. Maybe true enough that sometimes the rules may be different from other people, but in a situation like that, when you got a crowd, you're in Old Town, and you got a lot of people standing around, you really don't know what you're up against, too. And then for a police officer now, you got to really think differently now with such all the different things that are going, so you really don't know what people's mindset is, and you don't really know what the purpose of the amplifier would be. You know, saying that I know that she was innocent, but it could be a situation where that's not the case. So I don't see her not singing without the amplifier. He told her and he asked her not to do it because to him he's saying that I'm telling you that it would be against the law if you do sing with the amplifier. So when she went against that, to me, you're breaking the law. That's how I look at it.
Well, you know, I know I did not use the term amplifier, and I just kept that out of, you know, away from my comment, and I see you were right on top of it. And there was a amplifier, but supposedly it was an accompaniment to her singing because she was singing opera, and so there needed to be the violins and the things that went along with that. But those things were no louder than her voice. And so if they were no louder than her voice, then I don't see the harm in it. But you're right. You picked it up. You know, they did ask her to turn off the accompaniment or the little amplifier. Yeah. But I still, I guess I'm on her side a little bit.
Plus you said that they told her that she needed a license to have the amplifier. So my thing is, you know, you're breaking the law. You know, you can't bend it, regardless of beautiful voice or whatever. You know, you just can't. My thing is, if you know what is at stake and you know that's what you're needing, you know, get your paperwork. So then when they do approach you, hey, there's nothing that they can say. Use your amplifier because I got my paperwork.
But see, that kind of defeats her purpose.
I'm a straight shooter when it comes to not breaking the law. You know what the law says. I go by your rules.
That defeats the purpose. I mean, she's out there trying to get a little money, and if she's gonna spend $20 for a permit, and the $20 is a day, she's taking away from the money she's trying to get to pay her bills.
But think about it, James. You got it. Oh, go ahead.
That's not the issue. I think George brought up a very good point. And we didn't let me know about the amplifier. George is exactly right. I have to go along with her. And whether the permit costs $20 or not, she has the right to sing. Still, I still support her singing. But if it's an amplifier, so she won't be breaking the law. That's a whole different component of it. And I support George. She's right on that.
All right. I got to go find me somebody. I see right now Joyce and Audrey go on the other side, and I got to find me some help. So I'm gonna go get Cassie. Cassie, come and help me, cause these ladies are not showing no compassion right now. Cassie, are you there? I need some help, cause we got two people on here that they got no compassion for a lady just trying to pay some bills.
Kathy, know I'm right. Come on, Kathy.
Well. I think in this particular situation, since she was pre-warned not to do it, then I would have to go with the ladies on this one, Jane.
Boy, where are the compassionate? I thought women were compassionate. Where is the compassion in this room?
We are
Let me just say this.
There were two police officers who walked past a few days before who paid her absolutely no attention. It didn't even cross their mind to arrest her.
They didn't take their job serious. I think those two policemen, they were slacking on their job, and they did not take their job serious. Because the ones who told her about the amplifier and told her about the law, they was up on it. They were aware of their surroundings. They were aware and conscious of the type of day and age we're living in. So I think those two who did it a couple of days before, they were slacking on their job, and they didn't take their job serious.
No, they didn't want to fill out any paperwork.
That's right, which was lazy. That's right. There we go.
They didn't want to fill out any paper.
I did not believe it. I did not come on this show thinking that all these ladies would be against me on this. This lady out there just trying to share her voice with the world and get a little money so that she could go home and take care of her family and use the talents that God had gave her, and that she at no point broken any laws that were important at that time. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they should have showed a little compassion for this woman.
Well, she could have did that anywhere else, right? There are multiple places that you can go that's free. If you want someone to hear your voice and to pay you for it, they have the beach. I know out here at the beach, they have people on the boardwalk doing some of everything on Hollywood Boulevard. They have people out there dancing, singing, clowns, dressing up, I mean, you know, for money. So maybe she should have took it to a place where it was acceptable for her to do that and so that she could get paid for it. But all it really does is bring publicity to her, which is a good thing, because if her voice is that good, then guess what? Somebody's going to seek her out. Somebody is going to want to use her in something if her voice was that good.
Well, now I just want to go just say that we now she is from D.C. and she didn't get arrested in D.C., but she got arrested in Virginia, and so you know some reason the officers in D.C. Did not mind her singing or her have a problem with her compliment. Let's go and see we go to South Carolina and see if we can get some compassion in South Carolina, because it's obvious that we ain't got no compassion with the ladies. We just Regina, you got any compassion today?
Yes, I do. I have plenty of compassion for law-abiding citizens. They asked her, first of all, they have an ordinance there, and they do give permit for decibels. They do not issue permit for people to block the right of way, and that is where she was. I don't know if they had asked her to just move out of the right-of-way, would she have been arrested. I'm not sure if she was actually arrested because she was singing or because of how she demonstrated her talent. She did not have the permit. She did not have the permit for the amount of decibels she could actually sing. She did not adhere to them asking her four times to move out of the right-of-way. If she were standing in the grass and she had a permit to sing and they took her to jail, I'd be on the bus up there to protest. But you've got to be in the right in order to protest. You've got to be right.
But let me just ask, do you ladies call together before my show and decide y'all going to be against me? Is that what it is? Because it seems like y'all just ganging up on me right now, and I can't seem to get – I am not going to be moved from my position. This lady was just out there sharing her voice with the world, and that she was doing something meaningful. There were people out there putting money in her. One lady even said that she doesn't understand America and what they're doing, that this lady was just doing something that those people who crowded around her were enjoying, and that these men just, and woman I think it was, arrested her just because she had some accompaniment. When you are an opera singer, you need the music to accompany your voice. And so this wasn't any huge speaker. It was a very small wireless speaker that she probably had attached to her iPhone. And I just think that we're going too far with these laws and just taking them literally and not looking at this woman and her just trying to get a little money. And if she goes and gets a permit, that means that it's $20 for the permit, she got to do it 10 days in advance, and that means that she can only perform maybe once every about two or three times a month. So if
well,
she does that, that's
only
the,
in that
the purpose.
Only in that particular area, but you did indicate that she had worked other areas and didn't have no issues, so maybe she needs to keep working those other areas because D.C. and Virginia is two different places. You know what I mean? And then you said something about the Secret Service. I mean, hey, now you have to look at the conditions of where her surroundings are, you know, the environment. You know, now we just have to be alert and we have to be very aware. You know, in my mind, I won't be even coming close to where she's singing with an amplifier. I'll stand way back because you don't know the reason why actually the person is doing a crowd. You know, so you never know what they're thinking either, you know. And that's the reason why we have laws, rules, and regulations. Because if we just tweak it just a little bit, that's for her, then the next person come along, we got to tweak too. And then there we have some bias. I believe in the law. I go about your program. If you got something that you laid out, I'm going to stick with it. But I'm going to call you on it
if I know I'm in the right and if I have
my paperwork.
Well, Joyce, I'm going to tell you something. Now, see, this was a lady who obviously she was making money singing, and she seemed like she had a decent voice. But, see, I'm going to go on record because, see, I know some people who be singing who got some terrible voices. And they can't make no money, but they be putting that singing on us all the time. I ain't no say no names, but they on the show. And they sing when you don't even want them to sing. And so I don't understand why they not having some compassion for this lady who had a good voice. I ain't saying no names, though.
You don't have to say any names, because guess what? I pay my car payment with that voice, baby. And
I didn't say who it was.
Whoever it is, we aren't sitting in jail because we're on your program. So we didn't violate any laws because we're on your program. The three of us.
Well, I'm just saying.
None
y'all
of
jumping
us
on me, but I know a young lady who got
law. And your show is about letting everyone's voice be heard. So that's a key piece of it, letting everyone's voice be heard.
Well, I'm letting everybody's voice be heard, but I just want to go on record that there's some people who be singing and don't need to be singing. And they be putting a burden on people's ears, but yet they ain't got no compassion for a lady just trying to make a little money. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, that's the
last
time
I said it was you. I don't know why you're trying to think. I didn't say it was you.
I hope it's not me, because that's the last time I'll sing in your ear.
I did not say who it was. And they ain't making no money and no tips either. I want you to know. But I'm just saying.
Ladies, don't sing for him anymore. No more. And yet you want our voice to be heard. That's it.
Want your conversation heard.
Mr. Deshae, did you send any money there for her bail?
No, I'm not aware that she needed to be bailed out. I think they let her out. But now we're reaching the halfway point. I'm going to play a commercial, and then we're going to come back and finish this conversation.
I'm just asking about the money. Did you send it?
Nah, I can't send money to everything.
Just a thought. September 7th, 2016. I want to display the greatness of my God, the love for life, in ways that show compassion for the living. My steps should create joy in the life of those who have been empty by lack of empathy. I want to unmask that part of myself that holds tightly to self-indulgence, that which seeks to be seen as special and wishes to receive the accolades of the masses. I don't want to be guided by the rewards given to those who do what is normal. I want the talents of my God to be the stars on the world stage, to be the light that others see within my spirit. My life should direct people to the source of my deliverance and give hope to those that fear the darkness. I want God to radiate through me and to inspire the lives of the uninformed, those who refuse to see the brilliance in everything that lives and dies under his control. I want to be the living word of that which is defined by the Creator's word. I want to be called a Christian. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, live 7 days a week, Saturday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in to 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. Please visit my website, www.bargainsforus.pw. That's www.bargainsforus.pw.
All right, this is your host, James T. Deshay, from the show Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, I'm still looking for someone with compassion. All my callers so far did not have any compassion for this lady who was just singing to make ends meet. And she was singing and got arrested by police officers because she had an accompaniment of a small wireless amplifier. But other parts of the city in D.C., the policemen walked by her without saying a word. And so we just want to talk about, where is the compassion for people who have to go out on the street and try to make some money and earn some money, and those people who have a job, like these police officers, who just refuse to overlook the simplest of things. And so we're going to go to the phones and see if I can find one compassionate person on the show today. 7018, give us your name and where you're calling from.
James, I'm Kennedy from Tennessee.
Hello, Mr. Kennedy. Let me know what it is that you're feeling. You know, I'm getting ganged up on here a little bit, and but I want your honest opinion. Now, don't help me out just because I'm out here in this ocean by myself. But let me know what it is that you're thinking.
Well, just from your statement, I don't have a lifeline to throw out to you either. I mean, if she's breaking an ordinance, then she needs to be locked up. You have a problem with that?
But Mr. Kennedy, the lady just out there trying to make ends meet, and she just doing a little street hustling, and she ain't hurting nobody, and she just, and there are people who are around her that is enjoying her music. Why can't the police officers just walk on by and go get their donuts and leave the lady alone?
Well, yeah, go get their donuts, okay? Here's what you're saying. I'm saying to you, I do not know the circumstances, but if she's violating a city ordinance, then it's within the police jurisdiction to arrest her. I mean, you know that. You've worked in the jail system for how many years? I mean, yes, sure, they can pass by and let her go, but you so-called it street hustling. What is street hustling?
She's out there trying to pay her bills. Here's a young lady who needs to make some extra money. Instead of sitting on her behind at home, she's going out there and trying to make a little extra money.
Well, she can work at McDonald's and make some extra money.
Boy, oh boy, you know, I just thought we was in America where we give people a chance.
Well, I'm saying to you, isn't that making some extra money, work at McDonald's for extra part-time jobs?
Hey, huh? James.
Yes, Mr. Cassie. Is that Cassie?
Okay. Yes, it is. Now, I have an extra gift. I braid hair. So do you think it would be feasible for me to go and sit up my stand in front of Ralph and solicit customers and begin to braid hair in front of their facility? Do you think that would be okay?
No, Kathy, but I mean that is a little more of a job where you need to be in a facility so that you can have soap and water and all kind of other things.
Oh no, it's the same thing. I'm giving my talents to somebody else for money. So if I wanted to make money and I want to set up my facility, I could have a bucket of water there with my gloves, with some hand sanitizer, with my chair, with the hair that I'm going to braid people hair with. And I'm doing it at a low cost. You know, I'm not charging people a lot, and I just want to get a little extra money. Do you think that's okay? Can you think the people would have compassion on me for that?
Well, I'm just thinking that Kathy, she's doing this with tips. She's not demanding and sitting people down on the sidewalk and interfering with people's ability to come and go. So I think there's a little bit different in trying to run an actual business versus somebody just sharing their talent.
Okay.
I just want to believe that the lady just trying to take care of a little child. She got a child. She might have a sick mother or father. She's not out there because she wants to be. She's out there because that's the only thing of value that she has, and she wants to share it with some people, hoping that they will give her some tips. Regina, you still going to stay on the other side of the fence? I mean, is there anybody out there that I can get to come on my side?
What side are you on?
I'm on the lady's side that it's okay. You know, she's getting up, putting on her clothes. She's putting forth some effort. She's doing what Americans do, that are hardworking Americans, go out and try to make some extra money so that she doesn't have to get on welfare. She doesn't have to get on food stamps. And we can show her a little compassion.
Well, I see your point. But if she's violating a city ordinance, then you can't do the right thing at the wrong place and expect to receive compassion.
Exactly. Good point.
You understand what I'm saying, James? You know, you just cannot do the right thing at the wrong place and expect compassion. You have to do the right thing at the right place. Okay? And there's a place for that. And we need to follow that. That's why we're a society with laws.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this now, James. This is a very strong statement I'm going to make. And the Bible says that the law is for the lawless. Okay? You're a law-abiding citizen. You're going to do what the law says, right, James?
I'm trying to follow the law as closely as I can.
Okay.
In hopes that I don't get in trouble. You're right.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. You see, most of the laws that we have in our society, they don't really bother you that much because you're not a law-breaking citizen. You're basically saying, hey, if I know this is the law, I'm going to follow the law. And even though you want to do the right thing, you still going to follow the law because you do not want the conflict of saying to yourself that you're doing the right thing at the wrong place. And that's what Virginia was saying. They're the same thing with her here business, you know. I mean, if she goes out there and stand up and say she's breathing here, the system that is set up in place to protect that, and not only to protect the citizens, but they're protecting Virginia too. And yes, there are a lot of regulations, and we know that there are too many regulations, but hey, it's going to work. And you got to trust the system, James.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, it looks like some of my audience have been turned into Republicans. I'm just saying, y'all sounding a lot like them Republicans with no compassion, no love for people out there trying to, you tell them to go out there and pull yourself up by your bootstrap, and they go out there with their shoes on trying to make a little extra money, and y'all want to lock them up.
Well, James, let me join in and say, for one, I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. You're saying that I believe that we need to pull ourselves up by the bootstrap. I believe that we need to go out there and work and really try to make things happen. But also remember this now, James. I'm going to say, because you told me this, that you're a staunch Democrat. We have to look at government that is putting so much restrictions on entrepreneurs, and I'm not gonna say I'm sure, but hey, you can figure that out, okay? Because I guess the Republicans would say, hey, if you want to be an entrepreneur, we should just let you do it, okay? We should just take off all the restrictions. Cut down on the rules and regulations and make you go out and create your own business. So if there is a party that is setting up rules and regulations that controls entrepreneurship, you can figure out who that party would be, right?
All right, well I'm gonna ask Joyce. Joyce, are you still out there?
Yes.
Why are you?
What are you asking?
Joyce, let me ask you, because you ain't even want to be around the person. So do you ever tip street performers? Do you ever listen to them or allow them to entertain you and then you throw a little bit in their bucket?
Well, I've never been in that situation, but I've seen it on TV. But I have never been in that environment. I don't feel comfortable now going around crowds and stuff. I've had a bad experience, and I just don't close environments like that that draws a lot of people. It scares me. I have fear of that. So I try not to put myself in a lot of situations where there's crowds, because my thinking is
okay.
That, you know, that's just how I feel about it, that she had an amplifier. If it was just regular singing, I'm sure that the policemen, they wouldn't have had our Secret Service, because she said they were Secret Service too. They wouldn't have had a problem with it. But when she comes down with an amplifier, they Secret Service, hey, you out of your league. You got to put it away. Do you have you have the proper paperwork? When she say no, well, then what are you going to do when you keep singing? You're violating it. She needs to be locked up. Reprimanded. Well, that's what they said they did to her. Wait a minute. Hello. You said that they took her to jail, so then she broke the law. You know, I'm just such a stickler when it comes to right and wrong and breaking the law. I don't break the law, you know, that I know of. But I do abide by, and I think that's why we are the United States of America doing things right. Because just think, if everybody go out and do what they want to do and ignore the law, that's no respect. And she didn't put that amplifier away. You telling me you don't even respect the laws that are handed out and that will make everybody safe, comfortable, no violations. You know, that amplifier that she used could be hurting somebody else's ears, whereas her natural tone of voice would have been just fine.
All right.
I mean,
Kathy,
have you ever tipped anybody or listened
or paid attention to street performers?
James, I have done that, and I put money in their buckets. but they didn't have no amplifiers. So it's okay when you see somebody who's just using their natural voice and they're out there without any aid to extend their voice further than right around them, and they're performing well. I've put money in their buckets because I think that, you know, they have done a good job in performing for that little audience right there. But when you're using an amplifier, then you're saying you want to reach people that are beyond that little surroundings that you're at. And if she's violating the ordinance and they told her to cut it out and she doesn't stop, she needs to be arrested. And if you feel like she should not be arrested, then you should have sent money to bond her out to jail.
To be bonding everybody out. I don't know why I'm protesting by using my radio station or my show as a stage for supporting her. And I'm going to go on record saying that she should not have been arrested. They should have had some compassion for what she was going through.
Send her your money and support her so that you support her cause. You're not doing it for everybody. You're just doing it for one selected person. That's all you're doing it for.
Regina, okay. Are you send still out there? What are Regina, what are your thoughts? You still, can I get you to come on my side of the fence? Regina, are you still there? Cassie, can I get you to come on my side? Just think of Cassie. Now, you're a Christian woman. You know, have you ever given money to a street performer before?
Yes, I have.
So yes. Show the lady a little love, Cassie, that, you know, think about who she's trying to help with the money that these people were providing. Now she got to bail out of jail and use all the money in her bucket.
Who is she trying to provide for?
Well, I'm sure she has children or she has to pay for her rent. I mean, rent in D.C. is expensive. You're
so
not sure
we,
about that.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Do we really know it was for what you said it's for?
Right,
or was
exactly.
It for something else? It could be for drugs or anything.
Now y'all trying to make the lady a drug user. Boy,
no, she's not making drugs. I'm just using that as an example.
All right, we got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to take another short break, and we'll come back and end the show today.
Father, help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
you to know I prayed that, especially for you all, because I thought all of you all needed that. All y'all Scrooges out there that ain't got no compassion, no love for this lady. I selected that one especially for you. So I hope that it pierced your heart and went down to your soul and is going to allow you to give your final words and come on my side of the fence. I'm going to let you come because I know that you just needed some words of inspiration to get you to change your thoughts. So is Regina back with us? Because I know I tried to get Regina a few times. And so I'm going to give Regina the first opportunity to come on my side of the fence. Regina, are you still there? Well, Regina must have just left us all together. I don't know what happened to Regina. Kathy, I heard you singing out there now. So did that pierce your heart and your spirit? Are you ready to come on my side of the fence?
Yes, it did, and I will join you.
I played that line of Richie because I knew, you know, when he talked about love, we just need some love. And so I just wanted to give you all a little bit of that to help y'all come on my side. And now, Kennedy, I know you a true Christian because you responded to my writing this morning, and I actually played it on the show related to I Want to Be a Christian, Kennedy. So, you know, what happened after you read my little writing? You see, hold on, let me play it again for you because I want you to fully remember what it said. So this is for you, Mr. Kennedy.
Just a thought. September 7th, 2016. I want to display the greatness of my God, the love for life, in ways that show compassion for the living. My steps should create joy in the life of those who have been emptied by lack of empathy. I want to unmask that part of myself that holds tightly to self-indulgence, that which seeks to be seen as special and wishes to receive the accolades of the masses. I don't want to be guided by the rewards given to those who do what is normal. I want the talents of my God to be the stars on the world stage, to be the light that others see within my spirit. My life should direct people to the source of my deliverance and give hope to those that fear the darkness. I want God to radiate through me and to inspire the lives of the uninformed, those who refuse to see the brilliance in everything that lives and dies under his control. I want to be the living word of that which is defined by the Creator's word. I want to be called a Christian. This is James T. DeShay.
All right, Mr. Kennedy, you ready to come on my side of the fence after hearing that those beautiful words that talk about compassion and empathy?
Here's my last comment about that, and based on what your inspiration words were. Jesus said to his disciples, they said, should we give Caesar any taxes and surrender to Caesar the things that are Caesar's? Which means he's telling them, obey the government. Do what they tell you to do.
Yeah, I tell you what, Mr. Kennedy, you are hard nut to crack, boy. Because you'll go back to that word because you know it so well. I cannot defend myself against that.
Okay. Okay. Basically.
But I want you to know that I that was a perfect some perfect words that matched with this show, and I didn't even know that, you know, because I mentioned compassion and empathy, and certainly I think that I didn't get any today at all. And I tell you, Joyce, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Joyce, we're at 4 minutes, and we're going to let you We're going to go to everybody, and we're going to let you have the last words after you heard that poem. I still can't get you to come on my side of the fence.
Well, like I say, I'm not a lawbreaker. I just have to stay firm to what I believe in, and I do believe in that she didn't respect the law. So when you don't respect the law, she broke the law. So that's just how I look at it based on what you said earlier and what the situation, that's how I look at it.
All right. Well, hey, you sticking to your guns. You're the kind of woman that I would like to have on my jury, because I know you wouldn't just let them pull you back across the fence if you believed in me and my innocence. So we need people
that's
like
right.
you who going to hold fast no matter what.
That's right. I would. If you was in the right, I would help you pin you all the way to the end, Mr. Duchesne.
All right. We always need that one person who will hang the jury when everybody else is willing to send the people off to oblivion. Kathy, you've got a little bit of time left. What are your final thoughts?
Well, I'm going to go back with the other people since, he just read that scripture, and that scripture is truth, and so she has to pay if she wants to play.
That's just,
Kathy, you got swayed by Mr. Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, Mr. Kennedy, a hard brother. We worked together at 33rd Street Jail, and he a no-nonsense man when it came to those inmates, boy. I tell you, he didn't have a lot of empathy for their situation. He was one who believed in tough love, and he was very supportive of me and my program, but he believed in tough love. When I had a problem with my inmates, I could just call on Mr. Kennedy. So, Mr. Kennedy, we got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to give you one of those minutes.
Well, I would say to you, one of the things that I like about your show is you believe in law-abiding citizens, behaving in the right way, and keep that. It's a good topic that you brought out, and I think it's something that sometimes things are gray, they're not always black and white. And it's good that people who stand on the side of just what's right, it's right. And so it's good that you bring out a situation that's on the gray side and for us to look at it.
Well, once again, I want to thank all of you for calling in and being a part of the show. I want you to know that I fully appreciate your support and your willingness to have your opinions heard. And your steadfastness. I don't want everyone believing what I believe. I think it brings a lot to the table when we're out there sharing our thoughts and what it is that we believe, and we're having an opportunity to have honest discussions. What kind of world would it be if everybody believed the same thing, enjoyed the same thing, and thought the same way? So I am all for difference of opinions and the opportunity to share our opinions and share our thoughts and just agree to disagree and respect one another's thoughts. This is James Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. I want to encourage you to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. I also want you to go to my website called bargainsforyou.pw. That's bargainsforyou.pw. And I just want you all to recognize that the show is here for you to have your voice heard loud and clear without interference. This is James Deshay, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m.